And we don't want you to come in contact with these folks.
It's why. This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Here we go. Why we can't have nice things. Straight to the source in Florida, Miami. 24-year-old woman was arrested this past Sunday after she struck a man on the head with a glass picture frame at a popular Mediterranean restaurant there in Miami.
Oh.
The restaurant, the popular Kiki on the River Mediterranean restaurant.
So Kiki.
Yeah. Sophia Grace Maher of Miami and several other people in her party were being escorted out of the venue shortly about 10:30 p.m., somewhere around there. They had been causing a ruckus, and the police say the victim was helping escort the unruly party out of the business when this lady, Sonia, had a, Sophia rather, she had an issue with it. She grabbed just one of the decorations there at the restaurant off the wall, picture frame, and knocked the guy over the head.
Dear.
Yeah.
Cranky, cranky.
Well, actual police show up. Security says, yeah, this is what she did. This is, I got hit. She said, no, it wasn't me. It was somebody else in my party. They looked at the surveillance footage.
Mm-hmm.
It was Sophia.
You got to check the cameras.
She literally, after hitting somebody with a frame, was saying she was being framed.
Dum, 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 dum.
I wonder if the irony was lost on her.
So here's the thing. Not everyone gets their own studio mouse. And a woman by the name of Tijane... well, she's on the TikTok and claims that there was one right inside her can of Starbucks double shot energy coffee.
Oh.
Vanilla flavor.
Golly.
Now, I will be clear.
Yeah.
This mouse did not say, bless my stars.
Mm-hmm.
However, PepsiCo is saying, yeah, we'll investigate this.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, I'm kind of with Tina on this. No what?
No what?
No what?
No way. Be careful, Leslie.
No,
we love you.
No.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go to Tom's River, New Jersey. Hey, hey,
hey.
There's Jeremy over there. Jeremy Ruga. And he's in a bit of trouble in Jersey. He stole a $10,000 necklace from a Kay's jewelry store. The 38-year-old was wearing a fedora when he asked to try it. Yeah, because, you know, you want to be inconspicuous. Hey, it's my drip. Wanted to try on a 14-karat gold necklace. Jeremy placed it around his neck. He took off and ran out from the store. Cops identified him because he was still wearing the stupid fedora.
Well, I mean, that's how you go incognito. Haven't you ever seen a gangster movie?
Hey. Every felony begins with K.
Jeremy, what are you doing?
Hey.
So running, not just for Mark Phillips anymore. Uh-uh. In Trondheim, Norway, 100 guys recently made quite a spectacle while racing through the streets, wearing not a stitch of clothing. Hmm. Police think it may have been some students. So rascallys. Well, locals aren't really that upset. They say it's refreshing to have that type of racket as opposed to the normal construction. See that right after a Texan's heart.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now you know how I pass the time.
Yeah, Kip, just settle down there, Phillips.
Let us go to India and a tale of odd love, as a man in India was recently sold by his wife.
Oh.
She made the arrangement with his co-worker mistress. The wife asked for an apartment and $30,000.
Wow.
Mistress agreed to the terms.
And she...
The man was transacted.
It's rude.
I don't know how to think about this. I don't know.
So speaking of which, love gone wrong.
Keep the receipt.
Can go the other way. Just ask a man in Zimbabwe who is suing his wife's alleged lover, saying, you, buddy, wrecked my marriage. But turnabout fair play. The missus is now suing his mistress. She wants $50,000, which is a bargain, considering that he wants $300,000.
Okay.
Then again, you know, wife's do a...
This is getting out of hand.
There's a lot of angles.
All right.
They've been married for 11 years and are now just going to be poor. So,
all right.
That.
They for sure get a... walk away. And then finally, let's go to Germany. As a man in Germany was accused of attacking his neighbor because his neighbor was beating a schnitzel too loudly.
Excuse me?
Yes. The police were called. In Germany, 61-year-old man verbally, physically assaulted his neighbor as the attacker was furious because there was, quote, loud pounding of the meat as the neighbor was making schnitzel. Because you got to.
I did it last night at my house. Yeah, my son actually wondered what I was doing, too.
See?
Why is mommy and the schnitzel fighting? Mommy's hitting stuff.
When the police showed up, the meat guy said the neighbor insulted him, slapped him in the face. There's no word on any charges or citations because of the schnitzel incident.
Mm.
I mean, it's actually two people having a legitimate beef. Now you know how I passed the time. You don't make schnitzel.
Listening to Real Country 92.1 Hank FM on your phone.